Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about the Leaving Cert first, though, because it is just around the corner for a lot of people. But after this year, the exam and how it is assessed is going to change. So in the next school cycle, you're going to have more projects and portfolios and less emphasis on final exams. Some would say this is a long overdue fix to a very high stress system. Others say it is rushed, it is unclear, and it is wide open to problems. Here to share their views, TJ Hegarty, the founder and CEO of Breakthrough Maths, and Eric Nelligan, who's an assistant principal at St. Munchen's College in Limerick. You're both very, very welcome. TJ, do you think this is a good idea, the reforms?
I do. I do. I am firmly in the student camp here with what's happening. We teach about 3,000 students every week, and talking to a lot of students who are entering the fifth year next year, they're really, really looking forward to it. Every single student I've talked to is embracing the changes and is looking forward to it.
So what are the changes at the most fundamental level?
So it's kind of broken into stages. So it's generally to bring more continuous assessment into the Leaving Cert. So to take the pressure away from the final exam and to spread the marks into continuous assessment. In September, there are a number of subjects that will be that will have project kind of based work in it, between biology, chemistry, physics, Latin, and I think Arabic as well. And then the next year after that, they'll bring in the other subjects like maths, Irish and French, and the rest of them that will have more continuous based assessment in them. And the whole idea is just to take the pressure away from the end, from the ultimate exams in June.
And is that why the students you've spoken to are so receptive to it? Because they felt there was just a lot of pressure on one final exam?
Totally. Because what happens when a student is sick on the day, or if there's an emergency happens on the day that happens in June, that's your day and that's your final exams. And you either face the process of repeating the exams or doing a different course that you didn't get just because you got caught in the day. So the pressure is taken off and it's spread evenly over the two years.
So Eric Nelligan, I mentioned, is with us as well from St. Munchen's College in Limerick. Eric, you, I understand, have some concerns or misgivings about how it's going to be implemented. Is that right?
Yeah, I would, I'll be honest. I suppose all we can do is look back to how the junior cycle was implemented over the last 6 or 7 years. And everybody within the education pathway is of the opinion that this hasn't worked very well. And this has come from the University of Limerick Junior Cert Longitudinal Study, which has its fourth edition out. And unfortunately, the dissatisfaction with the junior cycle is growing. So it's not getting better, it's growing.
So what's the nature of the dissatisfaction? Yeah. What are the issues people have that you think would be repeated then in the Leaving Cert?
Well, look, this is interesting compared to what TJ said. I suppose what the study has found is that the stress and anxiety for students and teachers has actually increased since the CBAs have come in at junior cycle. So I would foresee something similar happening to Leaving Cert, and especially for students that mightn't be as academically strong. They often, you find students that aren't as academically strong might find doing the project work and the organisation structure around project work challenging. And that has been shown that as the case at junior cycle with the CBAs, and there's a concern that might happen. The Leaving Cert, the common level at junior cert is putting pressure on people. Students are dropping out. The study has shown that students are dropping out of extracurricular activities because of the overload of work through the whole junior cycle. And I could see that being an issue at Leaving Cert. If projects and continuous assessment comes into play from fifth year, you will have students who want to do very well in their Leaving Cert giving up extracurricular. And that is counterintuitive to what we talk about a lot in terms of, you know, reducing the stress on students if they're more focused on exams.
So instead of taking the pressure of the Leaving Cert and spreading it evenly out over 2 years, what you're actually doing is you're just repeating that pressure, kind of amplified sense of pressure several times over the 2 years.
Exactly. Like, because you can imagine if a student, for whatever reason, didn't do particularly well in the project, now the pressure is further put on them to make sure they perform for the terminal exam. So the terminal exam will still be there, but now you have pressure on the project and on the terminal exam. And I say this as a teacher. I teach engineering and graphics, and I've always had, for my 20 years of teaching, I've always had a project. And now there are very positive elements to project work, but we need to be careful of having project work in nine or in seven subjects in the Leaving Cert might overload certain students. That's one element. Yesterday I was at a conference and they were showing us all about the AI nature that's incoming. And now this is amazing. I didn't realize how good AI was, but it will make an awful lot of project work redundant. So for instance, yesterday, there's one example for your listeners. You wrote down a math equation on a piece of paper, you scanned it with your phone, and the phone actually did the math equation for you and it broke it down step by step. So in effect, AI is making math homework redundant. And the same can be said for project work, for English, you know, across multiple subjects, you know, project work and homework is kind of could be on the verge of being redundant.
TJ, let me go back to you on two of those points. We'll get to AI in a moment. But what about that point Eric raises that, you know, if it were the case that you got the pressure of the Leaving Cert evenly spread out, it would be fine. But actually, the evidence, according to this study from UL, this longitudinal study when it comes to Junior Cert, is that actually you have all that pressure, but just several times over the few years.
I understand that. And it's probably a bit more difficult. I think Eric's right. Probably a bit more difficult for the younger age students. You don't have that maturity. So if you're in second year, you're 14 or 15 years old, it can feel like a lot on you, you know, at such a younger age. But for the Leaving Cert students, I mean, the ultimate goal of the Leaving Cert is to prepare to probably enter into third level, right? And what happens when you're in college? It's just assessment, it's project, it's as you go through. So it's more applicable to what happens in project life. And I know, for example, as well, around, you know, like pressure beginning in fifth year. To be honest, you could look at the Irish orals or the French orals at the moment, right? And Irish is where you get your 40% of your marks for Irish are given for the orals. And I know, speaking personally, that was a huge benefit to me before entering the exams, because I knew before I headed into the exam in June that I had 40% in the bag, or I completed as best I could for 40% of the exam. And it could actually give the opposite effect, where it kind of calmed the nerves and made it much easier to do the exam. And to be honest, coming from the student's point of view, I'd be heading towards that'd be more beneficial. And they actually did this in the UK. So GCSEs, for example, in the UK, they did... I think it happened last month, the Secretary of Education over there, they're going to introduce more continuous-based assessment from the UK in GCSEs. They're getting away from the end-of-year penultimate exam more towards continuous-based assessment.
And what about the point about AI, that a lot of this was maybe dreamt up before we realised just how impactful that was going to be?
So much going on about AI and a lot of fear about it. But to be honest... And for your listeners here as well, I think like this will work out, right? Number one, for every AI that's out there, there'll be an AI tool and that will be able to spot what is AI and what is not AI. I think the big important thing to focus on as well is crafting the right kind of assessment as well, right? So like the orals for Irish, I'm afraid you'll never be able to use AI in that, right? You're in the room and you have to present.
No, but
and
for maths you could, couldn't you?
For maths you could, but also the different ways you could you can work around it. So explaining through the maths, so maybe an oral assessment of the maths. So if we do a project, to be able to speak about that project and what exactly happened, how you did it, how you went about it. For example, in ag science, subject I did previously as well, like, yes, that's a big, long project you have to do. However, you have to go out, you have to get the research and you have to put it together. And I think students like AI will be part of life going forward, right? And everyone knows that. And certain students will use, the better students will use AI in a different way. And like,
yeah.
I think if you look at it as well, right, I think like, students, like, you know who's a good student and who's a bad student. And you know if this student did a whole AI project and they've come back and it looks 100%, there's an outlier there.
Eric, what do you say to that suggestion that actually if you add a component of explanation around the maths, that maybe that would, you know, allow the examiner to scratch beneath the surface and realise this person doesn't know what they're talking about. They just took a photo and gave it to ChatGPT.
Like everything, every change will have positives and negatives. I suppose at the moment I'm just kind of focusing slightly more on the positives, because the new Leaving Cert reform is going to be implemented in September, and this is one of the key issues I have, is how it's going to be rushed. So as TJ was mentioning there about having an oral component, that's a perfectly valid way of double checking that the project being delivered might have come through input from the students. But what we need to be careful of is that it's coming in September, and I'm in the school at the moment, and we had our first Leaving Cert reform day only about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And from September, we are due to be teaching that, or well, I won't because it's not my subject, but the science subjects and some of the lounges will be teaching that. The teachers in the schools aren't prepared. So the minister has made it almost compulsory that this is going to happen on the threat of a 5% pay increase. So if this new Leaving Cert reform was so perfect and if people were crying out for it and if teachers were delighted with it, why would it be implemented on the threat of a 5%, holding back 5% of a pay increase? And a 5% of a pay increase is a lot of money for, like, we know we're all struggling. There's an awful lot of people struggling with life. The easy option will be to take that 5% and throttle on through. But I suppose I'm here talking to you and talking to your listeners because I want to keep the education standards high. Ireland has a great reputation. In the PISA studies, we are the second highest performing country in the EU. Our education in maths and science and reading is really, really top class.
Yeah.
So we have just seen how the junior cert, don't like using the term, but inverted commas, air quote, has been slightly dumbed down because of what's happened. I'm afraid, and this came back from our IDA day, from our teaching support day, that the new Leaving Cert reform is based off the junior cycle. So if the junior cycle has been, inverted commas, dumbed down, then that's going to happen to the Leaving Cert. I want what I feel is best for my children going through school and for the teachers, the students I teach. And I don't see that yet. Now, I do see positives. Like everything, there are positives. And TJ has highlighted some of the positives, which I agree with. But there's a lot of concerns out there.
Too.
We're not there.
Eric Nanigan is an assistant principal at St. Munchan's College in Limerick, and TJ Hegarty, who is the founder of Breakthrough Maths. Thank you both very much. One listener says, our projects in the Leaving Cert will favour students with access to help at home if their parents are higher educated professionals. It can't be an equitable system. Somebody else says, you can't compare A-levels in the UK to the Leaving Cert. It's ridiculous. They have half the number of subjects. Somebody else says, I did mechanical engineering in college. I am dyslexic and a touch of ADHD, and I hated continuous assessment. The reports were just so much work. I actually preferred the exam because it was just one and done. And another one for the moment, students will still be talking about stress after this change. A lot of other factors that play on student stress levels, stress in the home, missing classes and homework, and then not being able for the Leaving Cert levels, as that standard takes hard work. Yes, changed. Yes, update courses, but effort in education needs to be at the heart of all decisions, not all focused on the student voice. Effort in education are key.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.